Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time ever I'm in Tokyo, and I already love this wonderful city. We have been touring for almost a month now. We started out in Australia, and then we played in Hong Kong, in Thailand, and now in Japan. And it's been so wonderful. We are, it's what you would call a release tour, because we did a new album that was released on this tour. It's entitled Omara. And of course, you after the show, you are able to buy it, and I'll talk more about that later. Now we're going to play a song from the first album. This one I wrote in a hotel room in the city, New Orleans. I was there a few years ago, and one Sunday morning I was out riding my bicycle in New Orleans, and I saw a wonderful church, and I really wanted to hear a gospel sermon. So I opened the door, and inside the church there was a preacher and a Hammond organ player, and they were both smiling when they saw me with my saxophone. They were also a bit surprised. It was not very often a white guy with a saxophone would walk into their church. But they invited me to play with the church band for 2 hours. And when the sermon was over, the preacher, he wrote me a check of $50 for playing. So that was really nice. I had such a good time. So I went back to my hotel and I wrote this song for the wonderful people at that church. It's entitled Tremé.
Thank you.
Are you doing great? We are too. We are really, really happy to be on the stage playing for you tonight. And I just want to take a moment to introduce you to these two wonderful friends on stage. It's Mr. Steve Gadd on drums. It's Mr. Dan Himmer at the Hammond Orchestra. My name is Michael. I play the saxophone. Now we are going to play the first song from the new album. Some years back, I fell in love with the wonderful voice of a singer from Cuba. Her name is Omara Portuondo, and she's an amazing singer. And if you don't know her music, you should definitely go and check it out, because I promise you, you'll just simply get a better life by listening to her music. And this one I wrote for her, it's entitled Omara. Thank you. 너무 아름답고 Now we'd like to do an old spiritual song. It's been recorded many times by wonderful singers, and we would like to play that for you now. It's entitled Elijah Rock. Elijah Rock.
Thank you.
I told you earlier, I had a trip to New Orleans. And one night I was out dancing in the street, and there was a marching band walking through the streets, and they were playing some amazing music. And at the front of that band, there was a lady dancing. And she had a big smile on her face, and she was just all about good energy and charm. And I wanted to bring some of that wonderful energy to Tokyo. So I wrote a song for her and her energy. And that's this one. It's entitled Susanna.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next one we are going to play for you is a song that I wrote about getting old. I don't feel like I'm old, but I can surely feel that I'm getting older. And I hope that all of you guys, you'll be able to live to be at least 100 years old and still be in good health, so that you can sit on some wonderful porch with all your grandchildren running around and people bringing you cold champagne and chocolate from Belgium. And I really hope that you will all live to experience that. And this is about sitting on a porch many years from now, just enjoying the last part of your life. And it's entitled On the Porch.
Thank you.
I live in Copenhagen, Denmark. Have you been to Denmark? You have been to Denmark. Back in Copenhagen, I have three kids, and my youngest is a little boy. He's 5 years old now, and he really misses his dad, so I'm glad I'm going home this Friday so I can hug him and give him a big kiss. And I wrote this next song for him. He's a wonderful little boy, and this is a samba that has a Portuguese title, and it's Samba de Menino Pequeno, which means samba for the little boy. It goes like this. Thank you. this tour we brought the CD version. We also printed a vinyl version. And I've seen somebody carrying it around, so I know it's already in Japan. But if you want to buy a vinyl, you can do it a lot of places, and you can definitely do it at our website. And the good thing about buying it at the website is that my daughter is at home waiting for people to buy a vinyl, because every time somebody buys a vinyl, she'll have to pack everything and go to the post office and send it to you. And then she'll have a job and earn some money. So if you want to support her, you definitely should buy it on the website. We'd like to do one song now from the new album. And it's a song that I wrote for Steve for the last tour we did in Europe. It's entitled 3 Grains of Salt. Thank you. are you doing up there? Are you doing all right? We are going to play a song that's sort of a feel-good, a dancing song now. So if you feel like it, maybe you can just sit down and dance. This one is also from the new album. It's entitled They Have No Roses.
Thank you.
Can you hear my heroine? When we did the last tour in Europe, we toured all over Europe, and there was a wonderful Danish film director who did a documentary movie about the band. If you would like to see it, it's very easy. You go to the website ligahemoget.com and you type in your email address, and 1 second later you will get the movie by email with a link and a password to watch the movie. And it's really, really good, so you have to do it, actually. Well, now we're going to celebrate a wonderful dish that I like very much. It could be sushi, but it's not. This one is entitled Korean barbecue. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Uptown Tokyo. Thank you all for coming. This is the last song. Please one last time give up for Danny Hillman at the Hammerdog. Steve Gadd on the drums. Thank you for coming. I'm Michael Trigger. I play the saxophone. We would like to do one more. Of course, we would like to do one more. This is a song that I wrote recently for playing for you guys. And it's a ballad. It's about a guy who's been married for many years. And still, sometimes, he has a hard time understanding what exactly it is his wife is saying. Any guys in the house who have tried that before? Yeah. Some guys have tried that. Well, this guy, he always feels that he's the last one to know. And he wished that he could try to be the first one to know. And this is about really wanting to be the first one to know, and that's the title of the last one. Thank you for coming. See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Are you doing great up there? Thank you for coming, and thank you for inviting us. This is the first time this is my first time in Japan, actually. And I like it a lot. The next time I'll bring my whole family. Some years back, I was in the US. I was in New Orleans. And that's a wonderful music city. And there was one thing I really wanted to do while I was in New Orleans. And I wanted to go to a church and take part in a gospel sermon. And so one Sunday morning, I took my bicycle and I rode through the town, and I found a wonderful little church, and I opened the church door, and when I got inside the church, there was a preacher there, and there was a Hammond organ player, and they both smiled all the way up to their ears when they saw me. I had this saxophone with me. And immediately they invited me to join the church band. So I ended up playing with the church band for, I think it was maybe 2 hours. And there was a choir of 20, 80-year-old ladies singing behind me the whole time. And I really enjoyed that. I wish they could be here today. And when I got back from that experience, I wrote this song for those wonderful people who invited me in. It's entitled Tremé. Thank you.
you.
I think I'd like to tell you who's playing tonight. In case you didn't know, it's Dan Himmel at the Hammerstein. Steve Gadd at the drums. Michael Liga is playing the saxophone. This next song is from our brand new album. It came out during this tour. The first show we played in this tour was in Melbourne, Australia. And that was the release of the new album. And the first track on the album is dedicated to a wonderful lady from Cuba. She's an amazing singer. Her name is Omara Portuondo. And this one is for her, and it's entitled Omar. Thank you. Steve Gadd on drums. Now I would like to do a song that I didn't write. It's a very old song. It's a spiritual and it's a wonderful song. It's entitled Elysian Rock.
One, two.
Thank you.
どうもありがとう。As I told you before, a few years back I was in New Orleans. And as you might know, at night there's very often marching bands in the street playing. And you can walk along and you can dance and have a party, and it's really, really lovely. And one night there was an amazing band playing, and at the very front of the band, there was a lady dancing all the time, and she was really, really good. And she had a big smile on her face, and she just made everyone smile. And I thought I would bring some of her energy to you guys. So from all the way from New Orleans to Tokyo, here's a song that I named after her. It's entitled Susanna. Now we'll take it down a bit. And we'll play a ballad for you now. This one is also from the new album. It's a song that I wrote for all the people that I love, all the people that made my life better, and all the people that you miss when you are on the road. This one is entitled The Color Red. Thank you. On this tour, we, as I told you earlier, we brought the new album, but we also brought the old album, the first album. The first album is black, the new one is red. And maybe the next one will be green. You never know, right? We brought them on CD because it was very, very difficult to bring all the vinyls. So if any of you are interested in buying a vinyl, that is possible. You can see them out in at the desk and touch them, but you cannot buy them there. You can order the vinyl at the website, billigamhemarket.com. If you buy them at the website, there's one very good thing about that. That is that the minute you buy them, my daughter will have a job, because she's the one packing everything and going to the post office and sending you the vinyl. And she says that she's really in need of money. So if you don't want to support the band, you could support my daughters going to town anyway. This next song is a samba, and I wrote it recently for my five-year-old boy at home. He's a wonderful guy. His name is Charlie, and this one is for him. It's entitled Samba de Menino Pequeno. Thank you. Thank you very much. The next one is a song that I wrote just before we played the last tour in Europe. We played in Germany and England, Finland and Denmark and Luxembourg, as far as I remember. And this song I wrote for Steve, and it's entitled Three Grains of Salt. Thank you. good to me. We're going to play a feel-good song now. This kind of music, I very often put this kind of music on my stereo at home, and I run around in the living room dancing with my kids, and I really enjoy that. This one is entitled They Had No Roses. Thank you. Maybe I forgot to tell you, but when we toured the last time, there was a Danish film director who did a wonderful film about the band. And if you want to watch it, you can either send me an email saying, I want to watch that movie. And you can find the email on our website. It's very simple. Or you can type in your email address at the website. So that's two ways of getting to see the movie. And I hope you'll do that because it's really great. And there's three wonderful guys in the movie. The one of them is Steve, and the other one is Dan. And the last one you can guess, right? We're gonna do a celebration of one of my favorite dishes. It could have been sushi. But it is Korean barbecue. And that's the title of this one. It goes like this. Last song of tonight's show. I want to thank you all for coming. I hope you have a great evening. And please tell all your friends in Shizuoka that we will be there tomorrow night. Of course, you can all come if you want to. You are all invited. So one last time, please give it up for Dan Hammer at the Hammerwall. Steve Gadd, drum. My name is Michael Klieger. I hope to see you next time. Thank you. The light on the audience for a while. More light on the audience, please. So I can see you guys. How are you doing? Are you doing great? I have to tell you, if you come to Copenhagen, you should come and visit me. I would like to see you all again. Every one of you. You should come to Copenhagen, it's a wonderful city. It's almost as great as Tokyo. Are there any guys in here tonight who are married? Is anyone married? There's a couple. This is about a guy. The last song we're gonna play for you is a ballad. And I wrote it with lyrics and I was playing the piano, I was singing, and all of a sudden this melody came out, and it's about being married, man and wife. Sometimes it can be difficult, right? Maybe? Not in Japan? Wow, I gotta move to Japan. Well, in Denmark it is like that. Sometimes you can have a hard time understanding your wife, what it is she's saying. I'm not talking about me, I never had that problem. But some guys have. And this melody is about a guy who, instead of feeling that he's always the last one to know, he would want to try to be the first one to know. And that's the title of the last one. Thank you once again for coming.